Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
R.A.M.
And Conan.
And you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the program here. We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. We'll continue as well on this Sandman, the series that's apparently one of the Netflix-produced...
Brand spanking new. It's been out about a month.
Conan's
question
really
is,
excited about it.
Question for me is, should you watch it as well?
So you said you really like it, but it's also woke. And we'll get deeper into that here in a moment. But we do have somebody who might describe herself as woke on the line here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, do you consider yourself to be woke?
You said I'm the bottom of the totem pole. You said I'm not a worthy person? Is that what you said?
What?
No, those words did not come out of my mouth. I said you might describe yourself as woke. Are you someone who describes yourself as woke?
What's a woke?
W-O.
She's not on the internet.
W-O-K-E. You'd think it would get around at her communist meetings or whatever, but maybe not.
No, this is a derogatory. Well, it's a derogatory term. They don't
call themselves woke.
Oh no, no. Back in the '70s, the civil rights movement. Oh, hell yeah! Even 15 years ago, there are a lot of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are even notable songs about how woke I am. But it doesn't mean that anymore. Now it's derogatory.
Well, woke used to be, an expression used by people on the right.
Like you took the red pill kind of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think,
well,
Sarah?
That's red pilled.
It's also been called waking up.
Or awakened.
It's just two ways of saying the same thing.
I have not heard woke in the last decade ever mean anything
it's
positive.
Been probably more than a decade at this point, but yeah.
Well, I can't keep up with all this Ebonics. it's too much Ebonics for me.
Okay. Yeah. So what were you calling about tonight?
Yes, I'm so excited because I have a grocery store that I got an organic Sloppy Joe's with natural local meat.
I can't.
she's just calling to rub this in because she knows how I feel about this. Go ahead, Sarah. I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
What did you use to pay for your organic Sloppy Joe's?
It was $8 on EBT, and that was served on a real plate, not a takeout.
Damn, living large.
Oh, wait. You got these prepared somewhere?
That's right. It was
grocery store.
It was not a cold sandwich. It was like a cafe shop. But our state, New Mexico, we pay EBT with hot foods now. So I could get a hot,
yeah.
food. I could get a hot latte.
There's no reason to ever get off of welfare now. You get hot food.
So Sarah, when are you going to, when are you going to thank us for your meal today? Is that why you called to thank us? Who do you think paid for it?
You know what? My mom worked for 35 years as a nurse.
I don't care about your mom. I don't care about your mom. I care about the people who are working right now, and I also care about our children and our grandchildren who are taking on this debt.
I do
to pay
ask
for your effing Sloppy Joe.
Organic
Sloppy Joe. You should be eating ramen, and you should be eating rice, ramen, beans, and water.
Sarah,
that's all you're worthy of.
Sarah, who do you think paid for your meal, the Sloppy Joe's? Who do you think paid for that?
You know why I get to buy the hot lattes, hot tea,
no.
Hot Sloppy Joe's? You know why we're doing it? Because of the fire victims that lost their home.
I don't care about that.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Sarah, I don't care about that.
Okay,
who do you think paid for it? That's all I want to know the answer to.
Well, everybody that work and pay taxes. That's the whole community.
Right.
It's there for people that need it.
Productive
like
people.
And you don't.
Burnt down.
Why do you need it? Why can't you work, Sarah?
You Social Security.
Why can't you work? What is your disability? You're on the. You listen. All you do is sit around the house listening to talk show radio all day long. So you've been coming up with crazy ideas. What is your disability?
Oh, I've been living on the street for about 10 years.
I don't care. What is your disability? What prevents you from working for a living?
Living on the streets is not a disability.
Huh? Do you work in the mental department? Are you a specialist? Do you work for Social Security? Who are you qualified? Are you the one that makes the decision? Do you work for it? Do you do the screening? No, you just get mad.
Exactly. When I have conversations with freeloaders, for years and years you've been calling and saying, yes, I get a little upset that you just sit around, listen to radio all day, and you're obviously a little strange in the head, but you obviously could be doing something.
You could totally hold a job.
You could be greeting people at the Walmart entrance. Yeah. You could be washing dishes. You could be moving carts around. You could be doing something.
Why don't you just answer his question, Sarah? I already know what you'll say, because I've asked you the same question in the past. Why don't you give him a straight answer?
Explain what my disability is, and plus you're going to shoot me down.
You've explained it to me before.
Just tell me.
If I recall correctly.
I don't have to disclose anything to you because you're not the source.
Okay, well, we don't have to listen to you either.
Okay?
That's true. Yeah, we don't. But if I recall correctly, Sarah's explanation was that she's bipolar or some kind of
thing. A lot of people are bipolar who have jobs.
Okay, well, but I do volunteer work.
I don't care. You obviously have too much time on your hands.
People that
have
jobs.
You need to stop what you're doing and go make some money and pay for your own damn sloppy joes.
Sarah, people that have jobs also make time to do volunteer work. You can do both. That's what a productive person does who wants to give back to society or whatever. If they feel like they need to work for some local charity, they go out, they spend time on the weekends or one night a week or whatever, going down and working at the local food kitchen or whatever charity it is that calls to them. That's what people do.
Rule number one, you need to take care of your own before you go talking about helping other people. You need to check the splinter in your own eye before you start talking about the log in your neighbor's eye. You need to check yourself,
but
girl.
You know what? I've been bringing up EBT to the point where I pushed it that people get EBT when they need it, when they're in crisis.
You don't need it. Go get a damn job.
Thanks for the call. That's enough, because she's obviously never going to listen. This is a woman who is, what, 60 years old or something?
She could retire if she had ever actually had a freaking job.
Yeah, she is never... I agree with you completely, Conan. She absolutely is able to think to some extent. This woman could.
She could do simple jobs.
She could run
jobs,
a cash register. She can run... She can, you know, like you said, greet at a Walmart. She could do phone work if she wanted. Obviously, she can dial a phone number, right? She could do...
Phone banking
or whatever. Yeah, somebody hires you to call for, you know, oh, you want a free vacation, all that stupid crap. She could do that.
And in today's climate,
yeah,
with all of the help signs in windows, there's no excuse.
It's just pure laziness. It's pure laziness. She's been on welfare for literally her whole life. The only time she's ever worked was, if I recall correctly, she was like 17 or something, and I don't even know how long that lasted.
Well, I'm coming to my end of being able to tolerate anything from, I know some people like her stupid conversations that she brings, the traffic lights and the speeding tickets and the whole nine, but... I'm done.
I mean, that was really entertaining, though, Conan.
It's how I feel.
Yeah, well, you should feel that way. She is absolutely
by the way, I think a lot of people feel just exactly the same way, except they're afraid to talk to these people because it's not... It's not politically correct.
You can't talk to Sarah. I mean, she is a parasite who is proud of being a parasite. She knows
that's the worst,
she's a parasite.
That is the worst part about this. She's rubbing it in. Because she knows how I feel about EBT. Mm-hmm. She was just calling to rub that in my face. Man.
No, dude, she doesn't care about you. She's just proud of this. She thinks that this is a good thing. This is a wonderful development for all of the parasites
out
there.
She can get hot, organic, sloppy Joe.
So I guess in that sense, she was trying to rub it in your face.
Yes, she was.
More broadly, she was trying to rejoice over this. Like, mm-hmm. Look, she can now she no longer has to go buy the ground beef or the ground turkey or whatever and cook it herself. She can get it ready-made for three times
$8.
Price.
Yeah, she won. She won the game. Of course, I'm still playing. I am still playing. The game isn't over.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we got more on the Sandman show. Conan has recommended this.
Yes.
But he also says it's woke.
Watch it carefully. Don't get trapped in the new woke Hollywood movement that is being shoved upon us.
We'll talk more about it coming up here. If you've seen it and you want to weigh in, join us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 760. Here tonight is Ian.
All right,
yeah. And Tony.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just drop on by our social media website at social.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there. It's free, and it's open source, and it's a Mastodon system, so it's connected, federated, as they say, to the other Mastodons around the world. It's a very, very cool system, and it's, as I say, free to try it out and free to use over at social.freetalklive.com. It's not run by some big tech mega platform. It's our platform, and so you get a lot more freedom to express yourself there at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you. Listen, you guys just got off the phone with Sarah, and she had gotten herself some sloppy joes or something like that. I was curious. She said it was organic and all that, so I'm wondering if it was meat or if it was some sort of a, you know, meat vegetable mixture or something.
Well, there's plenty of organic pure meats, right? Like,
I think it's the way they feed the cow, right?
Exactly. But, you know, I would have thought she might be vegan. But anyways, the thing is that she's, you know, the claim is she's got this bipolar, and this doctor, Sean Baker, who's getting into seriously healing people with a carnivore diet, and they're getting, you know, this Dr. Sean Baker, he's got a big YouTube channel, and he's actually, you know, having really good experience with helping people.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't have bipolar disorder, though. She has late. Look, no one with actual bipolar disorder is able to dedicate themselves to calling multiple radio shows at the same time every single day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
At some point, she would have some sort of bipolar episode and just be totally unable to call.
Maybe she is now, after I yelled at her.
Here's the thing.
But that's too predictable to qualify as bipolar disorder.
It's a pushback to her whenever she calls.
It's a cop-out. It's a scapegoat. She's probably just fine, and she's been telling herself that she's had this problem her whole life, and she's using it as a gold ticket.
You know, I would love it to hear her find out about this Dr. Sean Baker.
Yeah, but she doesn't have internet.
And she doesn't listen when we talk to her.
Yeah, she just wants to call and spout off. Although I will say this, I do follow this character. I saw him on Twitter once upon a time, and it seemed pretty entertaining, so I followed him. And every now and then, I enjoy it when he posts reaction videos. He'll post a video of, like, some crazy vegan
eating meat for the first time?
No. Like, a crazy vegan making some sort of crazy vegan thing that's trying to imitate meat, you know, one of their fake meat things. And he just sits there cutting a big steak and just feeding himself and laughing at
the
person. The
craziest part about that whole argument is these people are spending, companies and people are spending all their time trying to make vegetables taste like meat.
Yeah.
And it's like, just eat the some meat. Damn meat. Why? If you love meat so much that you're spending all this time, energy, to make something else taste like meat, why don't you just eat meat?
Well, isn't the hypothesis that people like meat, but that doesn't... Like, I like chocolate, but that doesn't mean chocolate's good for me. I like cocaine, but that doesn't mean that cocaine is good for me.
Everything in balance, Arya. A little bit of cocaine is probably just fine.
But see, that's the thing. The average American is are they not eating far too much meat than they should be, and they
probably
need to eat more vegetables and fruits?
I'm not, but I think most people probably are.
Thanks,
and they're probably not eating enough. They're probably not eating enough vegetables. They're most definitely eating too much carbs, too much sugar.
I think a large part of the impossible meat thing, which is the plant-based meats or plant-based meat wannabes, is to get people to eat more vegetables without feeling like they're giving up meat, because they do want that meat. Like, all of us here in the studio were like, I can never be a vegetarian. I got to have my meat, you know?
And you tried it for what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I did it successfully.
Wait,
are you off the vegetarian?
3 weeks is successful.
I'm doing intermittent fasting
unless it's
now.
Unless it's like a month fast or,
Well, my goal was always
What was the first meat you went back to?
I think it was chicken.
Chicken.
I mean, the goal was always to lose weight. It wasn't to be a vegetarian. The goal was to lose weight. And vegetarianism seemed to be the most expedient route to that. As it happens,
as long as it's not just pastries and bread and pasta and all that, because right. you're defeating the whole purpose.
Right. The point of the vegetarian diet was mostly fruits and vegetables, right? But instead, going to intermittent fasting for like the last week or so, I'm basically dropping a pound a day.
Wow. What's your fasting plan? How do you do that?
I don't really have a hard set plan. It's just between the hours of like noon and 6 p.m. I'm going to eat a meal at some point.
That's how I was doing it.
That's it.
I was doing 5 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Right. And once I eat that meal, that's it. I'm done.
I don't eat more than one. No, right. I would usually eat like probably two.
I think most people are, when it comes to intermittent fasting, myself as well, my whole life, by the way, I've basically just skipped breakfast.
Yeah.
I did that when I started smoking, and that was what clued me in. It was my remark last week about how if I haven't lost this weight by whatever, I'm going to start back smoking. It was because it was a joke, but the reality was that when I quit smoking, I didn't start snacking more, but I did start eating more meals. I went from eating one meal a day to two meals a day and occasionally three meals a day. And I'm like, I'm eating three times the amount of food that I was eating a year ago.
I'm back to breakfast. I was doing intermittent fasting for a couple years, and Bonnie loves to do breakfast.
Right.
And
you got to do what you got to do.
Got your lady in the house, you got to, you know, do what you got to do. And I haven't really been, you know, it hasn't done anything to my weight in my case to bring breakfast back.
Yeah, every now and then when it comes to fasting, you have some weirdo who eats breakfast and lunch and skips dinner. And that's like that's the biggest meal that I eat is dinner.
To me, it was beneficial because I just had more time. Like I didn't have to spend time in the kitchen.
Now let me ask you. All right, so now you're eating three meals a day or some snacks and there. But you haven't put on weight.
No.
But you're eating more.
Exercising.
Are you eating more?
I was also doing when I was doing intermittent fasting.
Is it maybe because you're eating healthier?
Possibly.
Than you were before.
It's possible.
And probably a lot of takeout food as well.
I think less takeout food these days.
No,
that's what I mean. You're eating less now than you were before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we all need a Bonnie in our lives to be in the kitchen barefoot making cookies.
Or nicotine. I mean, nicotine also solved the problem for the most part, but yeah.
All right, so let's get back into Sandman, Conan. You have been enjoying this series, but you've put a warning label on it for wokeness.
I knew ahead of time that they were going to do some race swapping, which they just, everything is race swap these days, according to the original.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably maybe a third of the actors have now brown skin.
Well, who wrote this series?
Was happening, and I don't care because these are all good English actors. I love English actors, by the way, growing up watching BBC. And
right, but who wrote the series?
Gaiman had a lot to do with this. He had,
but he didn't write it.
I'll look into that. But I know he was there on the set, and I know he had a
because a lot of these things are basically just sanctioned fan fictions.
No, right. this is true to the
no. If he didn't create it, it's fan fiction. Even if he says yes, I like this, it's still
but
fan
wait,
fiction.
But aren't they following the comics pretty close?
Oh, pretty. It's really close. And he's on the set with every single show.
It's still fan fiction.
Okay,
look
at this. We're coming up here in moments. If you want to weigh in, join us on.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Prosecutors in Georgia say two officers accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks during a traffic stop in 2020 had reasonable cause. Brooks was passed out in the drive-thru of a Wendy's in Atlanta. When officers arrived, Brooks resisted arrest, which resulted in the officers shooting and killing Brooks. The prosecutor saying the officers acted in the best way they could and were protecting themselves from harm. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for a future Republican-led Congress to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci accountable, alleging that the White House medical advisor abused his power and lied under oath. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall adds that he believes Fauci intentionally misled former President Trump to believe the coronavirus wasn't as deadly as it is.
He needs to appear before Congress, and the people of America want to hold him accountable for his lies.
A Little League player who spent days in a coma after falling out of a bunk bed is getting ready to return home. Doctors placed Easton Oliverson into an induced coma after suffering major head injuries last week, and he'll undergo surgery on his skull Friday. Oliverson is expected to head to his Utah home next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want to join the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Arietta.
And Cody.
Online anytime you want, just head over to freetalklive.com. I want to say thank you to Garbage Man, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Garbage Man contributing about $5 a month to the show through our AMPS Patreon, which you can do as well. All you got to do is drop by amps.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. You can use your debit card, your credit card, or PayPal account, and it helps us spread the message of freedom all around the United States and beyond. And so you get some good, some cool perks for doing that, and we appreciate the help because it makes a big difference for us. So thank you to Garbage Man, amps.freetalklive.com. We'll take you over there, and we go back to your calls and thoughts. Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to call and comment on Sarah from New Mexico's call.
Sure.
You guys are discussing, and that was kind of a one more, I don't know, somewhat memorable Sarah call. Now you get them a lot. And I was just thinking that it really takes a market and kind of a capitalist society and economy to really, you know, accommodate someone like Sarah in that way. For her to be getting, I mean, never mind the provision of all this organic sloppy joes and organic lattes and stuff that she's getting with the EBT card, but even to be able to have the abundance to, you know, have that program, and even also having a monetary system, so a little bit of benefits can be deposited every month, and that can represent like her, you know, she can use that to purchase the
But wait a minute. There isn't an abundance, and this is not sustainable. This is too many Sarahs out there are taking advantage of the system, and they are bringing the ship, the already sinking ship. They are.
Even if there's only one Sarah, though, there is now less abundance in the world because Sarah consumed more than she produced.
Correct. So, but now more and more of these parasites are taking advantage, and they are burning the whole building down
right,
around
but
us.
But even if she's the only one, she should feel terrible. As a human being, she's a net drag on society and everyone around her. The world, humans, individuals around the world would be better off if Sarah never even existed.
And can you even ever call it a capitalist system whenever someone is taking money from the rest of the people, ourselves and our children? That's a socialist system.
She loves it. She loves socialism.
She loves taking advantage of
communist.
Well, yeah, and like Ian kind of pointed out too, there are places where she could have something to do that would, there would be some level of benefit. She said she does charity work, but there are places that will also work with her, at least in my experience and everything. And what I wanted to kind of point out is, let's think of a hypothetical one. I never actually want to live in this reality. Let's say we live into some kind of communist utopia gift economy, and we all just freely gave to each other in the commune, and Sarah was your buddy in the commune. Now, in that reality, I wonder how would you like to live around Sarah every day in the
commune? It'd
be awful. Bernie Sanders lasted 2 weeks in his Vermont commune back in the day, and you know what happened?
It booted him out.
He got his ass kicked out of there because he wasn't contributing.
Yeah, look,
that's exactly what would happen to Sarah in a heartbeat.
The reason why communism doesn't work and hasn't ever worked is because it goes against human nature. So,
communist utopia, we're never going to get there. Oxymoron.
Yeah, it can't happen. Because want to have something that's theirs. And I always bring this up. There was a really interesting
Just look at the very earliest settlers in this country who started the first communes. They froze to death in the first season. And it wasn't until they actually started getting enough food. They're getting their own little plot of land. They can grow their own corn for their own kids and their own wives and their own families. That's when it took off. Communes don't work.
There was an interesting movie, I think it was Enemy at the Gates. It was all about this sniper in World War II, if I recall correctly. It's been a while since I've seen it.
I think it was World War II, yes.
And so
it was a British versus
Russian
Nazis.
Sniper.
Russian.
Yeah, Russian sniper. And so there was a particular plot line in this movie that I just kind of thought was interesting because it pointed out one of the reasons why communism fails because of human nature. And it was, we're good communists and we share everything, but one of them had a girlfriend that the other one wanted to have or whatever, and they couldn't both have the girlfriend. Right. And it's like, no, there's some things in life that you just don't want to share.
See, that's always been the failure of communists.
But they definitely preached open relationships
but that's a completely separate issue. You know, a lot of conservatives and anti-communists, they want to make this argument, everyone's a communist until you share your wives. People are not freaking property. You can't share a person like their property. That's why that doesn't apply to communism in the first place. No one expects communists to share their wives and their husbands because they're not freaking property. They're human beings.
Yes, but there's a certain...
Yeah, but everyone owns your wife.
No, you can't own a person!
That's why communism is so dumb when they talk about we own the means.
That's not a person!
That's not how communism works. Everyone is property.
I know a ton of communists, and I've never met a single one who said human beings are property. Not a single one who said you have to share your wife because your wife is your property.
Until you start preaching against the state.
I've heard a lot of Christians say that wives are property.
And then you find yourself in the gulag.
Are there some communists who have open relationships and some who don't?
I'm sure there are.
Right. So the ones who don't want to have an open relationship don't want to because they believe they have some sort of exclusivity in a relationship that they've come to agree with, and the ones that want to have access
How do they warrant get away with that? All you have to do is have your neighbor say,
property.
Yeah, that's, I agree with Ari on this.
That's how you get around it. You go, my wife's a human being. She's not a piece of property for me to share. Look at that. She's a human being. And you, there's no longer any issue there. No one goes, Ian, how dare you?
I don't remember. How did they resolve it in the movie?
I don't remember either. But
they fought it out, didn't they?
I don't recall the details. It's been probably 15 years since I've seen it.
Well, I know that those poor Russians were living in squalor. It was just nasty. Sure, it was horrible.
Anything else, Penguin?
I don't know about all. I wasn't there in the Soviet Union. I don't know about all that, but I know that when you have when it's a gift economy, then I think when someone is not, if you're all equally productive, sure, if you want to do it, have a blast. But I don't think that people overestimate how long people would tolerate Sarah in a non-market economy or in a market economy.
I don't think anyone would tolerate
it. If you have ever been in a group, whether it be school or work, there is always 20% of the group that are doing all of the work. And everyone else is
20 rule.
And everyone else is freeloading. And this is proven.
Time and time again. It's at all levels. It happens here in the Free State Project.
I hated group projects in school, though. I was like, can I just do the work by myself?
Absolutely.
You hated it because you were the one doing the work.
Because everyone else was idiots.
Right.
Same. That was my memories of school projects every single time.
Me too.
It's like, why am I not just doing this by myself? Right. I'm already doing all the work.
You're pulling the weight.
Person over here, just two of us. So why not? And these knuckleheads over here are getting good grades as well. They don't know jack.
Yeah.
Is the argument for wife sharing in communism that their uterus is a means of production?
It is.
I don't know that I want to make that argument. I'm just trying to find the common ground here between, because that's a lot of common ground between like the religious right and the hard left, right? Mm-hmm. To come at women from that perspective, like a woman is just a means of production for more people.
I guess it's going to be important to figure out what age, what era the women in this culture actually have equality and human rights.
Thanks for the call,
or is it 200, 300 years ago where they are considered property?
Fair questions. I don't have the answers to those. I just know
all the communists that I know today didn't work. USSR didn't work.
Yeah, and I wasn't alive back then, but I will, to clarify my point, all of the communists that I've spoken to today, and well, not literally today, but in my lifetime, none of them felt that wife sharing was like part of communism.
They probably don't want to share their toothbrush with
you
either.
Now, some of the communes who were started in this country 30, 40, 50 years ago, they shared everything, Aria. And they didn't even know who the kids belonged to. They had kids just running around, and they didn't know who the mom and dad was. That's how they rolled.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. It's free time.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe time for you to dial in now. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Ian Aria Conan in the studio, and you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Please do enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And coming up in June of next year, ForkFest 2023, it's going to be June 15th through the 18th. It's going back to the beginning. The 7th annual Fork Fest is going to happen before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. At least that's what it seems like everybody was clamoring for this year. It was 3 years. First 3 years was before Pork Fest. The second 3 years was after, and now we're going back to the beginning. And you can join us there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from Rogers Campground June 15th through the 18th. It's a much smaller event. And then the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out the campground in the last 2 years. So if you want to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you better get on it fast. From what we understand, the park is nearing a sellout already.
Good Lord! It's not even September yet!
That's what Matt said, and Matt Roach, one of our co-hosts here, he was up there just a couple weeks ago for the Light and Liberty Festival, and he said there was like 11 spots left or something like that. Or it might have just been camping sites, might not have included RV. I don't know all the details, but it sounded really busy, like crazy. So recommend you get this thing locked in as soon as you can. You can go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. Again, June 15th through the 18th. We'll look forward to seeing you. There's no tickets for ForkFest, by the way. It's a decentralized event. And there are tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you can go to both, I recommend it. But if you're looking for the most affordable way to go up and just check out New Hampshire and hang out with some freedom-minded people, ForkFest is probably a little bit cheaper because, again, no tickets to go to that one. All right, Conan, what else do we need to know about this Sandman series that you've been enjoying?
83% rating, audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Ari did mention something important. If the director if the writer did not direct the episodes, is it then in fact fan fiction? Let me ask you, if it's a collaboration, if you are the screenwriter, you're in the same room with the director, and there may be other screenwriters as well. If you're all, if he's sitting there and he is overseeing his own creation being basically handed out,
yeah, there's no way that's fan fiction.
That's not fan fiction.
Well,
but
I don't know.
It's a collaboration.
The reason I realized this was the conversation about the mermaid, Little Mermaid, that we had recently, where I realized after the fact that, you know, that all of the Little Mermaid iterations that have come and gone since the original were basically just glorified fan fiction, whether right. or not someone put a lot of money behind mm-hmm. them or not. It was still, you know, someone came along later who liked it, who redid it.
These are all, this is Gaiman.
He is in the room. I understand, but it's all very different when we're talking about television series and movies. This isn't a book written by a single person or a comic book written by, like, one illustrator and one author, right?
Why does that matter?
Hundreds of people go into making a movie, right?
I mean, sure, but only so many people write it.
And by the way, there have been I think there have been collaborations as far as the comic book is concerned as well. Different illustrators, different writers, just like many comic
Absolutely.
Books.
Absolutely, and then the actors play a role. And like, you can take if Christopher Cantwell was the best actor in the universe, and you took him and you put him in this, you still wouldn't get a pro-woke message out of it just because that's who he is as a person, right? So all of these people, they play a part in this great big production that is the movie or the show. I would imagine that the director and the writer, Neil Gaiman, have the biggest influences on that, and that it probably would not qualify as fan fiction.
Okay.
I would agree, and I would just say this. If the original creator, the writer, does not have a hand in the creation, if there is any change, any minute change, you could classify it as fan fiction. If it is spot on, everything is word for word, everyone looks the way that they were described in the original, I think you could still classify it as fan fiction if the original creator didn't sign off on it. You could say it was really, really faithful fan fiction.
Because J.K. Rowling signed off on the Harry Potter movies they've made more recently, but they had the feel of fan fiction to them, and they weren't very good. Even though she was like, yeah, these are great, I approve these, the Beast of Grindelwald or whatever it was, they weren't good. They were over-propagandized. Yeah. They were these woke pieces of trash, basically. And
I would say, you know what? I would say it's up to the original creator to decide. They are the deciding vote on whether this is fan or this is faithful adaptation.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Now, in the case of all of these changes that were made to this show, Gaiman was sitting right there, all the race swapping. There's one gender swap. They changed John Constantine. She's now Joanna Constantine. I don't know why the hell that decision was made, because John Constantine is a great character. Maybe it's because he's got his own movie and they wanted to, I don't know, give Joanna a chance.
Did it affect the show at all?
She hardly has any screen time yet. I think that she's going to be in some of the other seasons.
Wait, the Constantine was the one from the Keanu Reeves movie?
Yes.
Oh, is that the same writer who wrote that? I didn't know that.
I think he's someone else's creation.
I see.
But it's DC, so I mean, not DC, but who does... it's not Image.
I don't know.
Anyways, it'll come to me. There's another competitor. It's
Dark Horse.
Yeah, I think it's Dark Horse. Anyways, so there is lots of race swapping. I knew that was coming. Blah. The actors are really good. They convey the characters. They do a good job of representing the original characters that I remember. The one thing, the change that got me, it just blows my mind how just in my face, and probably in other people's faces as well, is how gay this movie is.
That's what got me about the BBC series. That's what the BBC is, man. They've got like 12 actors, and half of them are gay.
Everyone in this show is either gay or gay curious or really, really gay friendly.
Was a comic book like that?
There are a couple of gays, yeah, okay. But not every single freaking character. And it's like, all right, so if, and it's in the case of inclusivity,
mm-hmm.
when are they going to get to a point where it's like, well, I'm not being represented. Mm-hmm. Where's my straight white dude?
Well, you've got millions of those to choose from, to be fair.
Not in this show, you don't.
Okay, no,
the bad guy is white guy?
Okay.
Totally gay.
So there's this one show that you have that you want to like.
That I want to like because it's dark fantasy. I grew up reading
this.
This
one out of tens of thousands of shows on Netflix.
Not tens of thousands.
From years ago,
probably
yes.
Anymore, yeah.
From the years ago, because it's changing. The landscape has changed to this new gayer landscape where I am no longer being represented. Which is the whole argument. The whole argument is representation, right?
That's what
they come right out exactly say, we need more representation. We need more blacks. We need more gays. We need more Hispanics. We need more of this and this and this.
I mean, we knew people would do this. They always over-adjust to problems, right? Yes, it was a problem that there weren't more LGBTQ people, more black people, more people of color, and more women in movies and shows. That was obviously a problem.
And now the pendulum has swung too far to the left or the right or whatever direction you think it's going. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to, now people like myself, super straights, I'm coming out and they're like, hold on, man, this is going overboard. You're not representing me any longer. And by the way, where are the Hispanics? It's like, where are the Asians? Why are Asians never represented in these new Netflix Hollywood woke-isms?
Because Disney bought China. I mean, if you want Asians, go to Disney.
Comparison, the companionship between Hollywood and China, you'd think there'd be more Asians.
Oh, no. Dude, Disney kicked everyone out. If you want pro-Asia stuff, just go to Disney Plus. That's where you're going to find every bit of that.
Despite all of that, it's very beautiful. It's pretty. The CGI, it looks good. The dream effects, it's very pleasant to the eyes. I can't say that there were any bad actors. Maybe it's just because I really like English actors. I think I grew up watching BBC and PBS, or not PBS, just, Blackadder and Red Dwarf and Monty Python. So maybe that's just I like the dry British humor.
Is it funny? Is it an action thing, like an adventure?
It's a dark
drama,
fantasy, horror,
okay,
surreal show. I definitely watch the first four episodes because that's when he frees himself and he goes and gets his equipment that was taken from him. Episode five, it kind of takes a hard change to where it actually starts to follow the path of the Aeon or the Archon or whatever her name is. She's a special dreamer. And it kind of takes just like any comic book would, once they really introduce the character, the main character, then they're going to start introducing everyone else and giving them their special
threads.
Their threads, exactly. And that's what basically the second half of the season is.
Mm-hmm. Are you coming back for season two then, it sounds like?
Absolutely. In fact, I think it went to season, or episode 10. They just dropped episode 11, which I think is like a freebie. It's like, I don't even know they were planning on doing it. It's about a cat dreaming or something, Arya.
All right.
Looks interesting. I'm definitely going to watch. I just found out about it.
I watched the Beavis and Butthead movie recently.
Did you like it?
I did. I mean, it was almost exactly what I would have expected.
Yeah.
Was it fan fiction?
No, it was made by Mike Judge. Right?
Okay, so the seal of approval.
My favorite part was like Butthead, and Beavis drifting through space and goes something like, man, she's really making, what do you say, the seductive dance continues or something, drifting through space endlessly. It's brilliant. It's very good.
Yeah, and they're back as a series now, too, so check them out in the new episodes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.